How did you choose your subjects in school? Maybe you had a dream job in mind, an ultimate goal, and you just knew the exact subjects to get you there. Or maybe you put subjects like physics or economics in the too hard basket. A report out today suggests students are turning away from so-called dull and difficult subjects like economics in favour of easier and more job-ready subjects. For example, economics has dropped by 22% in the last three decades in certainly New South Wales, which does worry policymakers about the future representation of this generation in the important areas of bureaucracy, policy, finance and more. What subject did you pick up in high school and why? And are you still using some of those teachings in your life today? Maybe you have kids that are thinking about what subjects they want to study. What did you learn at school that you still remember and use and need today? 0418226576 is the text line. You can message me via the Listen app. This is a great one. This text says, our science teacher bounded into class one day and wrote what we thought was a poetic turn on the board. Hi, hello, little Beryl Brown, cracking nuts on Friday, Nelly's naughty magpie, always songs, pop songs, clearly. And now that's a mnemonic for the periodic table. Genius. And many decades later, it's still in my memory bank, says this text. Thank you for that one. Chris says he did Latin, hated it for 3 years, ran miles away when my Latin teacher would walk down the highway, the hallway. But he says it's now a central skill in his career as a freelance botanical consultant and was important for a decade working with the Department of Environment. There you go. Some of these things stay and some of these things are quite important. You just don't really know it at the time. Tony says, I still use my basic knowledge of high school, German and French. And don't we all pretending to show off, certainly at a restaurant. What about you? 0418226576. I do want to talk to Wendy Mockler. She's the Vice President of the Economics and Business Educators Board of New South Wales. Wendy, welcome to you. Why economics? Why has economics fallen out of favour here?
Oh, hi, Andy. This is such an important conversation. Thanks for bringing me in and taking that up. And yeah, you're right. Economics has really fallen out of favour. I'd also stress that if you look at some of the work from the RBA, it's more likely to be young men that study economics and they're outnumbering the girls quite a bit. And they're also coming from higher socioeconomic groups. So there's a real chokehold on diversity. So, yeah, it's something we really need to look at.
Yeah, I said flippantly before that there's no boring subjects, just boring teachers. I mean, didn't mean to vilify any teacher. Certainly they do an amazing work. But is it more the method of how it's taught and the kind of applied nature of economics, teaching it in the real world, is that what's missing here?
There is a bit of that, and students do generally perceive economics as interesting, but they also see that it's got a heavier workload than most other HSC subjects, and part of that, they generally prefer to study business studies, which has vocationally oriented curricula, and they can see that connection with their everyday life. So, yeah, economics, though, is so entrenched in everything that we do, and it is so much a part of our daily lives. And, there's those great economic communicators like Ross Gittins and Alan Kohler, and we've got some great people out there, Angela Jackson, who's leading that charge. But, yeah, students aren't seeing that connection, and it's not just Australia, it's not just New South Wales, it's something that's been happening internationally, and that's the worrying trend.
It does surprise me because in the last 5 years there's been a whole slew of great podcasts that really go into the behavioural side of economics, and that is a very interesting human kind of applied way to think about economics. I'm surprised that it hasn't been inspiring more 11 and 12 year students to get involved. What other subjects are you seeing students trend towards?
They're moving towards, we're seeing the STEM subjects at school take on. And, you know, anywhere there's that interdisciplinary thinking and there's that genuine relevance to what students, like they're interested in inequality, they're interested in climate change. And this isn't just my research, this is coming out of the UK. Core Econ there does a great job of asking that question of students about what is the most pressing problem we should be addressing. And so students are actually picking up on subjects around those STEM selections and more vocational courses too, where they merge that with their package. They don't see two pathways anymore. They see that they can bring all of that together. We're talking about students who are they're in these mutually interdependent alliances in their social media relationships, and so they're looking for education that does the same thing. They want connection.
Surely, just to return to the idea of the power of a great teacher here, surely there is a chance to review how economics is taught to try and change that shift. I mean, you mentioned about it being a rarefied group, mainly men, young boys studying economics that come from a certain sort of socioeconomic group. I mean,
They're socially advantaged. They really are.
You must worry about inclusion and representation down the track for these important functions of government and business and society.
Yeah, look, it's pretty devastating, actually, when you start looking at it. You think about Philip Lowe with the RBA came from Wagga. Ken Henry came from Taree. Bernie Fraser came from Junee. We've had, and I'm in a regional area, but past the Great Dividing Range, there's less than 1% of students studying economics. That lack of diversity from regional areas, not to mention the gender bias, there's going to be policy implications for that, because the people that do economics and some of these other subjects that really, grab the big policy questions, we're not going to be represented from a whole range of different backgrounds. And, you know, Bob Gregory was at ANU, was working class. Great Depression was a huge part of his upbringing. And his policy changes that he brought in really make us understand about health and welfare. So, yeah, it does worry me, Andy. I think that if we don't have that diverse voice that's representing our interests, we're just going to get more and more the same, and we're going to get more misinformation, and we're going to lose that diversity and representation. And it's a really serious matter.
Wendy Mockler is a researcher and PhD candidate at Edith Cowan University in Western Australia.
Thanks so much. No, not at Edith Cowan, University of Illinois, actually.
My apologies, the University of Illinois. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Andy, and thanks for the chance to talk this through.
Anytime. On the text line, lots of interesting comments about the things that seem to stick in people's minds decades later. Kelly from Coffs Harbour in New South Wales says legal studies stuck in her mind, learning how our voting system worked in Parliament and how laws are made, something that's so important to the future of our country. That's how the voting system works. Carolyn joins in on the chorus of Latin. Back in 1960, she chose Latin. Still uses it today, mostly for plants. Paul from Surf Beach says definitely English and literacy stuck with him. And this is a great one. The square on the hypotenuse has been very useful. Recently, I was building a veggie patch and previously was drawing up plans for renovations, says Helen. So, you know, perhaps we need to thank all of those hardworking teachers that drilled these sometimes dull subjects into our heads, because they do pay off.